if someone said, asked me, sent me the news group, Pinto or Nutella, is still in him, but not to try to find him otherwise. Do you think somebody can create the kingdom of even within him without creating the kingdom of even on earth?
Yeah, very, very good questions. Let me put the question back to you. What do you think when you look at the great sign?
Even when in a first
feel that you try to just go to the pure consciousness by awakening your individual inner forces without engaging yourself with internal going ahead. God said, I'm going to screw you around. That you think you are rich and you need of nothing, but you are, you know, naked and all those things, and you're rich at all. So that is an illusion that a lot of people think the kingdom has. They can only find the kingdom of another king, and that is at the end of the spiritual path. So to go to the eternal divine path is the only assured way to reach full consciousness without being screwed out of, you know, God's mouth and being sent to the miserable, you know, external world. And when you work for the eternal divine path, of course you are not miserable, but you share the path with a lot of people. You are going together in a place, you create an environment that everybody shares and cares for each other, and your heart opens, not in a selfish way, but in a very humble way. And as Christ said, the most humble is the greatest in the kingdom. So, the humility, the sharing, the caring, the support that the community gives to each other, the fight that community does against, you know, cheaters and liars and bad people out there, and bring the good people together, is all a part of human progress. And actually, in the communities of life, people should support one another. They should do business with each other. If there is a business out there that cheats them, or a liar or cheaters, they have withdraw from supporting such a people. And so after a while, even the bad people realize if they are bad, they're not going to get any support from the good people. So here, good people should come together and get together and create and change this world to a better place to live. And that's what the kingdom of heaven on earth means, that the good people support each other and do not support the bad people, so eventually good people become the dominant force on the earth. Is this confusing? Okay. So we can see that, you know, in life there is much more than, oh, I'm going to go to pure consciousness by myself, and that's all there is into it. So that is an incorrect philosophy. God says he's got a spoon out of his mouth. It is not going to be in the kingdom of heaven on earth, and it is not going to follow the eternal divine path. So it is a philosophy, it's a wrong philosophy. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, it's very clear.
Good, okay. Estamos connected? El dicho es correcto, ¿no? ¿Qué es lo que?
So
every
5 minutes it comes on
the wheel. Yeah.
Did you
use it last week?
What
if you leave it on it, so you keep it
down?
Yeah, it looks like it's real good. Is that money now?
No, do you want it?
Okay, sure. Yeah, it's very important for the communist of life and the people that are good and they want to create a good environment on earth to support one another. It's very important. It's important that we all realize that we're brothers and sisters and we are one family and we have to support each other with everything physically, mentally and spiritually and become good to each other and to others. Not to cheat, not to lie, not to, you know, do business in an honest way. And it's very disheartening when you do business with people that you think you trust them and you suddenly realize that they are cheating you or they are not, you know, honest. And it's happening a lot of times, you know, that the recognition around here that people who deal with us out in the world, you know, they're not as honest as you like them to be. And it's creating get a very bad feeling in your heart, and with them also, you know, not being good people. And if we have business with other people, we have to be absolutely honest in our business as well as we can. And then, especially with each other, and I hope one day, you know, we have such a groups everywhere that we have all kinds of business that we can deal with each other and be honest, completely, and create an environment that when somebody says they eat something, they did it. If they said, you know, they fix something, they did it, and you would be very comfortable to live in such an environment. And so you can see that good people have to support each other if they want to bring their kingdom up or not. Of course, the more people are good, the other people become good too. And honest, man. And so you can see it's an all-around battle, not only with your own emotions, your own psychological problem, your own spiritual, shortcoming. Also, you have to have support for one another. You have to create a community of light everywhere you are, and also be aware with the external world how to deal with them. You know, you have to make them even honest and forthcoming. So, just going, this is kind of an escapism. Escape the world and say, oh no, I'm just going to meditate by myself somewhere, I'm going to be happy, and kingdom of heaven is within me. I don't have the power, the energy, the ability, the desire to become a paravipra, which is a real soldier, a real fighter all around, speaking mentally, spiritually, individually, and collectively. So this mission is the mission of the brave and the mission of the people who take the, the sword of the holy war, not in the sense of the, going and cutting people's head off, but the spiritual, judges, individually and collectively. So it's a vision of changing in the physically, mentally, and spiritually, and collectively, and individually. So you're saying that I am only going to submit it by myself, and in kingdom of heaven, if you look a little deeper, you can see there's an element of escapism in there. Right.